My name's Ed Frawley, and of course, my wife and I own Learburg. So this is another question and answer that we get from the Ask Cindy portal on the front of learburg.com. And you don't have to be a customer of Learburg to write a question. Cindy answers them every single day. And then I pick some of the more interesting ones and put them into these YouTube videos. And I think we have a good one today, and there's a lot of commonality here between what this person complains about and what other people that get anything from puppies to older dogs that pick up things like rocks and eat them. This person doesn't have a dog that eats the rocks. They pick them up and take them over and dig a grave for them and bury them, and sometimes 2 feet down. But first, I'll read it and then we'll comment on it. I have a working line German Shepherd that's about 5 years old. He's trained to an intermediate dog training level based on your courses. When we are home, he will grab rocks from around the backyard and move these rocks to a different location. And in some cases, he will take them and bury them, sometimes 25 inches deep. He digs trenches. So pigs will do that. I shouldn't get into that. My wife always gets on me about how I diverse into something else, but that just reminded me of being in Germany 25 years ago at a police dog competition, and they brought this dog out on this manicured soccer field to give a demonstration on how they could train this 500-pound pig to find narcotics, and they put a case of narcotics over there, and this pig was on a leash, and he stuck his nose right into the dirt. You wouldn't believe that a pig could stick his nose this deep and just start rutting around like a backhoe. I know, Cindy, I'm sorry, and I shouldn't have brought that up. Anyway, we go on. The only way I stop him from doing this is by locking him in the laundry room when I'm not home. But if I get home to let him out of the backyard, even for 10 minutes, I will call him inside and he comes covered in mud as if he's been rolling in a mud puddle. His claws are worn down next to nothing on the front paws because he digs so much. Do you have any ideas? Well, I think that we would start by saying you might want to have started this 4.5 years ago. And once you've allowed a dog to practice bad behavior that long, you have a problem. It's if you let a dog practice bad behavior forever, or even for a while, it's going to be a lot harder for you to fix that behavior than it is had you done it correctly in the beginning. And quite frankly, this has been going on that long. This woman, person, shouldn't have let that dog be outside without being out with it. And anybody that says that, well, why don't you just put a remote collar on it and really turn the stimulation way, way up and stimulate that dog when he starts picking up rocks, then you're going to have superstitious association. And what does that mean? That means there may be a rock laying there, and this dog goes over and falls in love with that rock, and he wants to pick it up, and you stimulate him, and he jumps about this high, but he doesn't think that rock did it. He thinks that that bush over there did it, or he thinks there's a landmine over here that did it, and no, he won't go back to that area again, but he doesn't generalize the fact that it was the rock that got him. So the long and the short of it is, using a remote collar is often not going to work very well with this. I mean, he could be standing, you could pick up a rock next to a rose bush, that dog may never go near that rose bush again, but he's still going to go get rocks and take them over there and bury them. That's not a good way to solve it, not with a remote collar. So now, really on this dog, the only solution is going to be for you to go outside. There's nothing wrong with you to take your dog for a walk. Let him do his thing when you come home from work, hook him up, take him for a walk, let him do his business outside. If you don't like doing that, you're going to have to pour a concrete pad and put an outside dog kennel out there where you give him something to do in that dog kennel. Give him a bully stick, give him a knuckle bone from a cow. Don't give dogs cooked bones. Don't give dog cooked steak bones because they splinter and it can really go down into the gut and cause a real problem, maybe even perforate the gut. So this person really has two problems. Number one, it's picking rocks up. Number two, it's digging trenches. And again, I wish there was something that I could tell you that's going to fix that on a five-year-old dog, but I don't think I can. Something to think about, too, is give the dog something else to do. It sounds to me like the dog is bored. And try scent work. Try nose work. You would be surprised. Take your dog out and teach him to track. You would be surprised how training tires dogs out. So maybe take him for a walk and take him someplace and practice training him to track for fun. Or use scent work for fun. You would be surprised how after you take a dog and do some training for scent work where he has to go and use his nose and think and how that'll tire a dog out, and then put him in his dog run. Build a concrete slab with a kennel on it. That's going to solve the problems for this dog. And if you don't know how to do scent work, we have really good courses on it. If you don't know how to train a dog to track, we've got decent courses on tracking. There's a lot of different things you can do. Take your dog and do more advanced obedience work. And you don't have to do it for very long. Do it for 2 or 3 minutes here, let him loose, let him go and pee and poop and do his thing, then do it again. Use high-value food rewards and marker training. Make a game of the whole thing. It's going to improve your relationship with the dog, and it's going to get the dog to go into a kennel and lay down and think about what he just got through doing with you. Don't kid yourself. When you do a good training session, motivational training session with your dog, and then you put him in a kennel, they're going to go there and think about it. They just don't go in there and forget about it and go a little crazy. And if they do go a little bit crazy, they haven't had enough exercise.